This week, we continue our coverage of the 2016 Goldman Environmental Prize winners. The prize is awarded each year to six grassroots activists who are champions of the natural world, with winners selected from each of the five inhabited continents plus an island nation or territory. Earlier, we profiled winners Maxima Acuna, a farmer in Peru who fought a massive gold mine, and student Destiny Watford, who mobilized opposition to a bid to build a huge polluting trash incinerator in South Baltimore. Now we turn to Zuzana Kaputova, a public interest lawyer from Slovakia, who spoke at the prize ceremony in San Francisco.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the honor to be here with you tonight. Let me express my deepest gratitude to the Goldman Environmental Foundation. Your award is a great encouragement for me, as well as hundreds of other people in Slovakia.
Ms. Kaputova led a campaign to shut down an old toxic waste dump and stop the construction of a new one in her hometown of Pezinok, where leukemia rates are 8 times higher than the national average. She combined grassroots activism and legal strategies to fight the landfills, and in 2013, the Supreme Court of Slovakia ordered the old landfill shut down and canceled the permit for the new one. The ruling affirmed an earlier decision by the EU Court of Justice and underscored the right of the public to participate in environmental decision-making throughout the European Union.
Our story has given hope to many other people who fight against reckless developers. In Slovakia, we are still learning lessons about democracy after the fall of communism. But no country has democracy working well on autopilot. We cannot let it run without our involvement. The same goes for the protection of our planet. It needs engagement. Thank you. Ďakujem.
Holding governments accountable for upholding the rights of their people was the theme of this year's winners, including Leng Uch, who is fighting against deforestation in Cambodia.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm very grateful for the opportunity to tell you about the real situation in Cambodia.
Leng Uch grew up in a family of poor farmers living in the forest during the brutal Khmer Rouge dictatorship. He won a scholarship to attend law school and, after graduating, founded the Cambodia Human Rights Task Force to fight illegal logging and protect land rights. Leng Uch went undercover as a timber dealer, driver, and tourist, putting his life at risk in order to expose Cambodia's illegal logging crisis to the world. His photographs and videos showed collusion between the Cambodian government and illicit loggers. Eventually, the government was forced to cancel 23 concessions that had been granted to illegitimate logging operations, effectively protecting 220,000 acres of forest. At the Goldman Prize ceremony, Mr. Uch called on the world community to keep up the pressure on the Cambodian government.
I would like to ask all of you to participate in our campaign and tell your government to use their influence in Cambodia to end exploitation in our land. The forest does not belong to only me. It also belongs to you, and it also belongs to the people around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us to fight against illegal logging in Cambodia.
We also spoke with some of the Goldman Prize winners before the award ceremony.
My name's Edward Loure. I come from Tanzania, and I work with an organization called Ujamaa Community Resource Team.
Edward Loure is a member of the cattle-herding Maasai people, and his Ujamaa Community Resource Team works to secure land rights for Tanzanian pastoralists and hunter-gatherers like the Maasai and the Hadzabe. As a child, his family was pushed off their land when Tanzania created the Tarangire National Park, now considered a premier wildlife reserve. Edward Loure says that too many indigenous people have been relocated off their lands to make way for parks.
There's a number of national parks created in the Maasai land. That includes the Serengeti National Park, the Manyara National Park, the Tarangire National Park. These national parks, the big portion of their land was belongs to the Paswalisi Maasai land. And now people have to get out of it.
So in other words, traditional lands for thousands of years, people are being pushed off that land because of supposedly the national park.
Yes, for conservation.
But your people have been conserving that land for thousands of years.
Sure. But now, you know, there is movements of conservation with no human face. That people want to have just a conservation land. The human activity is not allowed. People value more the wild animals rather than community livelihood. This community have been there for centuries, and they know very well how to stay together with these wild animals. And some of the research even shows that if you take away these communities, the wildlife number reduced, because it is difficult for a poacher to come and poach on animals when somebody is there.
So what did you decide to do about this problem?
After we found that these communities are now outside the protected areas, but still the small land that they have, it is not secured. It is still insecure. So our big role is to facilitate the securing of these community lands to make sure that the land that they own now has to be more secured.
Studies show that when indigenous people are able to secure land rights, it generally leads to greater conservation of natural habitats. In the fight to ensure that the pastoralists and hunter-gatherers in Tanzania had a legal title to the land they were living on, Edward Luray and his colleagues read up on property law in Tanzania. They discovered that they could apply for something called a Certificate of Customary Right of Occupancy, or CCRO, which would grant entire villages communal land rights. Land in Tanzania is typically held by a single property owner, but the CCROs would secure the land based on a traditional communal ownership structure.
The pastoralists and hunter-gatherers, their way of life is living communal and use the resources communally. I myself come from the pastoralist community, so I know this lifestyle before. These certificates will protect the interests of communal sharing of resources. And we try to convince the government to adapt it, and now they've agreed, and we want to do it more.
How much land so far do you think you've been able to secure?
By end of this year, we are going to secure 300,000 hectares of land, and we want to do it more. And I hope also this recognition will also give us a room to connect for more donors that can also be supporting us in securing more lands for this community. At this moment, we are only working with 76 communities around northern part of the country. And there are so many. We want to help them, but due to the limited resources, we can't.
So what lessons do you think that indigenous people in other parts of the world can learn from your fight?
Having communal land ownership is a very great opportunity for other people to learn around the world, because when you secure communal land, you will be securing a land that will serve a big group of people compared to an individual land that belongs to only an individual. And it will be a land that will be more protected by the whole entire community, because it belongs to all of them. And it will also be a land that will not be easier for someone to sell. It will not be easier for someone to use as a collateral to get money in the bank compared to the individual lands. So you don't have to think about how do I secure this piece of land for my young children in the future. Just secure community land is done.
Edward Luray says there are still many indigenous people in Tanzania who need to secure communal land rights, but for now, he says he's excited that the work so far is being recognized.
I'm really excited because I've been doing this work for the decade, and I never knew whether someone is watching me. And now it happens that somebody is watching me and is really acknowledging what I'm doing, so it's really great. It's something that I did not even expect before.
Edward Luray is one of the winners of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize. Really great to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you, too.